from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. I'm glad that you're tuning in this morning and I trust that you'll continue listening for the next 15 minutes as we turn to God's Word and let the Bible speak. Doing that is the Reverend James Porter as he turns our thoughts to the book of the Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. That message in a few moments after we hear these words in song.
Thank you for joining with us. Our Bible reading today is found in Revelation chapter 22, the verse 17, where it says, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. That him that heareth say, Come. That him that is athirst, come. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." It has been said that the motto word of Christianity is the word come. This is because it is a word that is often found in the Scriptures in connection with the gospel invitation. This is that invitation whereby sinners are invited to come to Christ for the saving of their soul. And in the verse that I have just read to you, this word occurs no less than three times. Now in this verse we have the final gospel appeal of the Bible. These words were written by the Apostle John under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. As well as being an invitation appealing to sinners to come to Christ for salvation, John also presents to us four very important reasons as to why the sinner should come to Christ. And it is these reasons that I want you to consider with me today. The first reason that we see in the verse as to why the sinner should come to Christ is because the Holy Spirit invites him to come. Our verse says, and the Spirit says, come. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and his work on earth is that of drawing or inviting sinners to Christ for salvation. This work the Holy Spirit accomplishes by speaking through God's word to the sinner's heart. And in the Bible there are many great invitations exhorting the sinner to flee to Christ. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, the Lord says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Then in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1 we have the words, O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. The question I ask you this morning is, how many times has the Spirit of God not spoken to your heart through these words, exhorting you to come to Christ? Yes, the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart by the Word of God, but then he has also spoken to your heart perhaps through God's dealings in providence with you. Maybe through times of sickness, trial, or even sorrow, you've been made to stop and think about your need to come to Christ for salvation. As you listen this morning, do not repel or reject any longer the Spirit's voice that urges you to flee to Christ for the saving of your soul. The Bible says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. The writer to the Hebrews says, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Do not refuse the call of God's Spirit any longer, lest you grieve him, and he cease to strive with your heart, leaving you to perish in your sin, lost eternity in hell. God warns you of this by saying, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. The hymn writer asks, what if he should strive nevermore, but leave you alone in thy darkness to dwell in sight of the heavenly shore? Oh, please realize that if you refuse the voice of the Holy Spirit and do not come to Christ, then you cannot be saved. The second reason that we see from the verse as to why the sinner should come to Christ is because the church invites him to come. Notice the words, and the bride says, come. In the Bible, the bride is a picture of the church of Christ. When I speak of the church of Christ, I am referring to God's believing people who are born again and cleansed in the blood of Christ. The main function of the true church or assembly of believers is to exhort sinners to come to Christ. As the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. With those words, as a member of the Church of Christ, he was inviting sinners to be reconciled to God by coming to the Lord Jesus. Unsaved listener, how many times have you not heard that appeal from some member of the Church of Christ to come to the Lord in order to be saved? Perhaps from a faithful servant of God you have often been invited, or perhaps through the lips of a saved loved one, a friend at work. You have been told that you must come to him and believe in him if you are to be saved. In John chapter 4, verse 29, we read of the woman of Samaria who Christ saved. It says that she said to her friends, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? The next verse says, then they went out of the city and came unto him. In response to the call of others, have you done the same? Have you come to Christ? But then the third reason that we see from our verse as to why the sinner should come to Christ is because he needs to come. The verse says, and let him that is athirst come. A thirsty man is a needy man. This reminds us of the need of every heart and soul, which only Christ can meet. This is the truth that Christ himself makes very clear in John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 14, when he says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Unsaved listener, if you're to know pardon for all your sin, you must come to Christ. This is why the Lord was able to say to the man sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. He had been to Christ. In the year 1862, we are told about a man called George Wilson who was sentenced to be hanged because of robbery and murder. Upon hearing his case, President Andrew Jackson granted him a pardon. However, Wilson refused it, saying that it was not a pardon until he accepted it personally. Because of his refusal, he was hanged. Likewise, Christ has purchased a full and a free pardon for all of our sins by his death upon the cross and by the shedding of his blood. Colossians 1 verse 14 says of Christ, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." If you are to receive this pardon and escape the guilt and the condemnation of your sin in hell, then you must accept it by coming in faith to Christ for salvation. Also, if you are to know peace with God, power over sin, true contentment, true rest within your heart, and a promised home in heaven, then you must come to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. This is why the Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But then the final reason in this verse as to why the sinner should come to Christ is because the sinner is without excuse. He is without excuse because the invitation is far-reaching. Notice the words, "and whosoever will." Whosoever means that anyone who feels their need as a poor, lost sinner can come to Christ and be saved. The Bible says, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Also, the sinner is without excuse for not coming to Christ because he has nothing to pay. Notice the word "freely" at the end of the verse. It says, "And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Unsaved listener, whoever you are, is it your longing today to be saved from your sin and its consequences? Then simply come to Christ. There is nothing that you need to pay. You do not need to add your money, nor your good works, nor your church membership, or the rights of your church. No, salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 12 we read of Christ, "But this man offered one sacrifice for sins forever. A sacrifice on the cross paid the price in full." As the hymn writer says, Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Then God does not demand another payment from you. All you have to do is come. Yes, come as a penitent sinner to the Lord. He will save you. For in John chapter 6 verse 37, the Lord Jesus says, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." May you come to him today and be gloriously saved.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.